Tonight's story is called Elements of Friendship. Are you cozy in your bed tonight? And are you ready for my story? Then I shall begin. In a world high above the clouds, where the sun shines brightest, there lived a happy-go-lucky sunbeam named Sunny. With a radiant smile and a warm glow, Sunny glided through the sky, spreading joy to everyone below. The world seemed brighter whenever Sunny was around, and people couldn't help feel a sense of happiness deep within their hearts. One day, as Sunny floated gracefully through puffy white clouds, a strange sight caught their attention. Across the horizon, a grey cloud named Drizzly was sobbing uncontrollably, causing raindrops to fall all around. Curious, Sunny approached Drizzly and asked gently, "Why are you crying, my friend?" Through teary eyes, Drizzly revealed the reason behind their sadness. "There's this storm cloud called Stormus," Drizzly explained. "Whenever he's in a bad mood, he whips up strong winds and hurls hailstones at everyone. It's quite terrifying." Determined to help Drizzly and bring peace to the skies, Sunny suggested, "Why don't we find him and ask why he behaves that way? Maybe he's just misunderstood." With newfound hope, Sunny and Drizzly ventured through the ever-changing sky until they stumbled upon a cloud named Slowpoke. Slowpoke was a master of thunder, but unfortunately, their thunder came in the form of very loud farts. The rumbling sound echoed through the clouds, making others giggle and sometimes cover their noses. Sunny, Drizzly, and Slowpoke knew that they needed to unite their unique powers to defeat Stormus. They formed an unlikely team, ready to confront the storm cloud and bring peace to their skies. The three friends reached Stormus's domain, where dark clouds loomed menacingly. Before them, they saw Stormus unleashing furious winds and hurling hailstones with tremendous force. But instead of attacking, Sunny, Drizzly, and Slowpoke approached Stormus with kindness and understanding. "Why do you lash out to everyone, Stormus?" Sunny asked, their voice filled with empathy. Stormus paused, a flicker of surprise crossing their cloudy face.
"Nobody has ever asked me that before," Stormus replied,
their voice tinged with sadness.
"I've always felt so alone."
Realizing that Stormus was just lonely and misunderstood, Sunny, Drizzly, and Slowpoke reached out to the storm cloud. They offered friendship instead of fighting, understanding instead of judgment. As they all became friends, something miraculous happened. Sunny's rays intertwined with Drizzly's tears. Slowpoke's farts merged with Stormus's gusts, and a beautiful rainbow stretched out across the sky, illuminating the world in a kaleidoscope of colours. Peace had finally been restored. From that day forward, sunny, drizzly, slowpoke and stormers worked together to bring balance to the skies. The sky was filled with gentle rains, warm sunlight, playful thunder, and the occasional storm, a reminder of the power of friendship and understanding. And so, the story of sunny, drizzly, slowpoke and stormers taught everyone a valuable lesson. That sometimes what seems like anger and darkness can hide a yearning for connection and understanding. Well, I hope you've enjoyed my story tonight, Posy Bode. I wish you a lovely, peaceful sleep and a very good night. Good night.